parties are.
Okay, Democrats and Republicans.
Yeah, and have you ever heard of any names for the parties other than Democrat and Republican?
Well, Grand Ole Party and...
For which?
I don't know.
Okay. Okay. What would you call the type of person who back in the 60s was very radical and had long hair and barefoot?
Hippies.
Okay, do you think we still have hippies?
Do we still have hippies?
Or has that word changed you at all?
No. Not really. I don't like to tag names on people. Hippies have their own thing, you know, and they may not be doing what I agree with, but they're, you know.
Okay. What would you call a non-romantic relationship with a member of the same sex?
A friendship.
Okay. A very close friend, what would you?
A very close friend, maybe a brother.
Okay. Or a member of the same sex.
Or a sister.
Okay. Have you ever had an adult friend? When you were a small child, did you ever have an adult friend?
Yes.
Okay. Did you have anything special you called?
No, just really by name. I had an aunt that I considered to be a very good friend, and I called her Hee-Haw. Now, I don't know where that came from, but that was what I called her.
Okay. Have you heard of Play Mama or Play Daddy?
No.
Okay. Okay, were there several children that you regularly played with when you were in elementary school?
Yes.
Okay, did you have one word to describe all of them? You can go out and play with your...
Buddies.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a contest that teenagers get involved in where they will give an insult back and forth?
Put down.
Well, the insults are sometimes rhymed, and they're always talking about the mother, the person's mother, and insulting the person's mother.
Yeah, I hear the kids at school doing that all the time, but I don't know, is there any special name for it?
Have you heard of playing in dozens?
No.
Did you ever have any initiation rites in your neighborhood when you were a child?
No, I had some when I was in high school in a sorority.
Oh, or something.
Where you had to wear these little things that were part of the group, like an apron, a little apron with the Greek letters on it, or a little bow in the back of your head, or a little hat.
Yeah.
And you had to carry a little box of candy, and you had to curtsy every time somebody, one of the older members came up, and you'd have to curtsy and say, oh, would you like to have a piece of gum or candy or something like that, Miss So-and-so. Mm-hmm. Had to put up with a lot of ridicule. Mm-hmm. I like if they told you to get down on your hands and knees and walk around, you'd have to get down on your hands and knees. You were sort of their slave is what it amounted to, which is ridiculous.
Okay. Did you have any hiding games when you were a child?
A hide and seek? I can't think of anything other than hide and seek.
Okay. And what about line and running games?
Line,
yeah. We're...
Oh, hopscotch. There was some kind of deal we played that we made a big box with smaller boxes inside, and we had a category in each box, and we had to walk through the box and immediately pop off the name of whatever the item was in that box, like flowers and movie stars and games and stuff like that. And when we stepped in the box, we'd have to name a flower immediately and then step in the next box and name something else. And I don't think we could name things that had already been named.
Did that game have a name?
I don't know. Okay. Mumbly Peg, that's a line game. Throw the knife and draw off the line.
Okay. What about running games?
Red light. Is that one?
Yeah. You just got that.
Well, there was a person that called the game, and all the rest of the people stood away from them a short distance, and. They